From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Here's a new twist on the question, what would Jesus do? Yesterday, the Vatican issued 10 commandments for the road. It's a set of guidelines for motoring safely based on Catholic theology. The commandments are a mix of the practical.
Number 6, charitably convince the young and not so young not to drive when they are not in a fitting condition to do so.
And the spiritual.
Commandment number 5, cars shall not be for you an expression of power and domination and an occasion of sin.
The National Catholic Reporter's John Allen covers the Vatican in Rome. He says, gimmicky as this may sound, the Church really does expect parishioners to follow its Ten Commandments for drivers.
Certainly Moses did not come down off a mountain with these Ten Commandments on a couple of stone tablets, and I doubt anyone's going to be excommunicated for failing to obey these Ten Commandments. But on the other hand, I think from the point of view of the Vatican, these really aren't optional. I mean, I think they would argue that the principles that are in these commandments are ethically binding. You should feel responsible for others. And when you get behind the wheel, you shouldn't drive like a maniac.
It's the first time the Holy See has issued a set of additional commandments specifically tailored to modern life. John Allen says the move is long overdue.
If you're driving a car in Rome, some kind of prayer is a really good idea because it's a pretty chaotic environment. People will ride what are called Vespas, these little motorbikes, and often will do so in a kind of maniacal frenzy. This is an instance of the Vatican just trying to be sensitive to its own backyard.
One of the Vatican's other recommendations, it's not actually one of the commandments, is that drivers and passengers say the rosary during their trip. We asked Tom Pecoraro, a practicing Catholic, a Maryland policeman, and a driving instructor, if this might prove to be a distraction.
It's interesting because I pray the rosary, and when I pray the rosary, it's like they say in the document, it's rhythmic. You kind of get into a rhythm. You don't really have to think too much, and it does help you stay focused.
Saying the rosary certainly requires a lot less concentration than, say, putting on your makeup, playing Sudoku, or sending a text message while driving. But on those specific activities, the Church, for now, is agnostic.